This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Ballots for Colorado's June 30th primary arrive in mailboxes this week. In the U.S. Senate race, Democrats are choosing between former Governor John Hickenlooper and former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. The winner of the primary will take on Republican Senator Cory Gardner in the November election. Primary voters from both parties are also selecting U.S. House candidates for the 3rd Congressional District, which includes the Western Slope, parts of Southern Colorado, and a few counties on the plains. Scott Tipton, the Republican incumbent, faces a challenge from Lauren Boebert, the owner of a Garfield County restaurant where servers are encouraged to wear guns. The Democratic candidates are James Iacino and Diane Mitch Bush, who ran against Tipton unsuccessfully in 2018. Food producers across the state are getting help during the pandemic from a team of food and ag-focused organizations. More than $140,000 in grants has gone out to small and mid-sized agricultural producers and intermediaries, and a second round of $200,000 is now available, according to a press release from the Colorado Food and Farm Systems response. The funding is meant to help address the food supply chain disruptions that have been created by the pandemic. The first round of funding went to 27 farms and organizations. Western Slope recipients include the Living Farm in Paonia and the Mountain Roots Food Project in Gunnison. Governor Jared Polis has signed an order allowing businesses to refuse service to customers who fail to wear a mask or face covering. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has also updated its guidance. Gyms and indoor recreation facilities can operate at up to 25% capacity or 50 people per room. Outdoor swimming pools can reopen up to 50% of capacity or 50 people. For houses of worship, the maximum capacity is 50% or up to 50 people per room, whichever is lower. Delta and Montrose County had already gotten variances from the state restrictions to allow looser guidelines, and now each of those counties is seeking a second variance. Montrose's new variance application seeks approval to allow businesses, gyms, and houses of worship to open at 75% of capacity, or up to 175 people. Post-secondary schools could increase classroom size. And bars, microbreweries, and distilleries that are not also restaurants could open at 75% of capacity, or 50 people. Outdoor gatherings will be allowed without size limits as long as social distancing, mask use, and other hygiene measures are followed. Delta County is requesting changes that would increase public and private gatherings from 10 people to 50, let movie and performance theaters open at 75% of capacity, and allow playgrounds and outdoor sports facilities to open with no participant limits. Gyms, recreation centers, houses of worship, and restaurants could all increase to 75% of capacity. Non-critical office-based businesses and non-critical manufacturing could allow 100% of employees to return to work, while non-critical retail and limited health care could function at 75% of capacity. Delta County's application to the state says that as of June 4th, about 4% of county residents have been tested for COVID-19, and only about 6% of those tests have come back positive, which is much lower than the state average of 10% positives. Area fire crews are finishing final mop-up on several local wildfires that were sparked by lightning Friday, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel. Combined, the fires burned a few thousand acres, but heavy rain starting Friday night helped firefighters gain the upper hand. Colorado lawmakers are planning to finish their work at the Capitol by the end of the week. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, they still have a long list of priorities to get to.
Now that the budget is almost done, lawmakers will debate bills aimed at preventing police brutality and increasing the vaccination rate at schools. And Democrats are still pursuing more than a dozen other bills to help residents recover from the coronavirus pandemic. They would provide tens of millions of dollars in assistance for rent, mental health services, and unemployment benefits. They would also require all employers to provide up to 48 hours of sick pay and protect workers who report their offices are not safe during the virus outbreak. Finally, there are some bipartisan proposals, including one allowing restaurants to keep offering alcohol for takeout and delivery even when the pandemic is over. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
At a Colorado hearing on Sunday, opponents of a bill aimed at boosting childhood vaccination rates used an infamous experiment to promote their cause. Ray Ellen Bichelle of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The Tuskegee trials spanned 40 years and involved the government using black men with syphilis as guinea pigs by tracking their condition but not offering available treatment. Kevin Jenkins is with the Urban Global Health Alliance.
Black Americans have a history of being lied to in this country. We have a history of being used as guinea pigs.
Jenkins was among a number of black witnesses who testified they could not support the bill because they don't trust the health system. Dr. Reginald Washington is the chief medical officer for the Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. He said he's disturbed by the mention of Tuskegee.
Yes, there is a distrust. However, African Americans are just as vulnerable to all these diseases as anybody else, and they deserve equal access to vaccinations.
The proposed legislation would require parents who want an exemption for personal or religious reasons to either get a certificate signed by a health professional or do an online education module about vaccines. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rael and Bichelle.
Over the last couple of decades or so, a nasty infection has popped up in a number of Mountain West states that decimated fish, including rainbow trout. Amanda Peacher of the Mountain West News Bureau reports on a solution out of Colorado.
Back in the 90s, Colorado's rainbow trout got sick with whirling disease.
It's a tiny spore that basically eats the cartilage of young fish.
Joe Lewandowski is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says the disease spread very quickly. In a few years, rainbow trout were just gone from rivers. So scientists identified a population of trout in Germany that was resistant to the disease and crossed it with local Colorado trout. It was a success. Now, it might sound easy, but it took two decades.
We had a group of scientists that really went to work on this, and it really shows that, science matters and science works, and we can get things done when we have a chance.
Lewandowski says there are now enough rainbow trout in Colorado's Gunnison River and beyond to reproduce naturally and start building up the fishery again. He says this process could be replicated in other states around the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
For over a decade, thousands of people have flocked to the Rocky Mountains in search of a hidden treasure chest worth at least $2 million. But the hunt is now over. Wyoming Public Radio's Camilla Kudelska has more.
Forrest Fenn is a military veteran and an art collector, but while recovering from cancer, he decided he wanted to attract people to explore the Rocky Mountains, so he hid a treasure chest somewhere in the mountains. That led thousands on a treasure hunt throughout the Rocky Mountains. Dale Netzel has searched for the treasure over 80 times. For him, the hunt was more about the thrill of the chase.
It's been more about the experience of exploring and having the adventure and small treasures that you find when you're out there than it is about expecting to find the treasure.
Now he says Fenn should tell the thousands of searchers where it was so they can have the knowledge whether they were close or not. Fenn announced on his website that the man who found the treasure was from the East Coast. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.